Lesson 9. Part 1. Death of Jean. Christmas Eve, 11 a.m., 1909. Jean is dead. Has anyone ever tried to put upon paper all the little happenings connected with a dear one? Happenings of the 24 hours preceding the sudden and unexpected death of that dear one? Would a book contain them? Would two books contain them? I think not. They pour into the mind in a flood. They are little things that have been always happening every day and were always so unimportant and easily forgettable before. But now, how different! How precious they are, how dear, how unforgettable, how pathetic, how sacred, how clothed with dignity. Last night Jean, all flushed with splendid health, and I the same, from the wholesome effects of my Bermuda holiday, strolled hand in hand from the dinner table and sat down in the library and chatted, and planned, and discussed, cheerily and happily, and how unsuspectingly, until 9, then went upstairs, Jean's friendly German dog following. At my door Jean said, "I can't kiss you goodnight, Father. I have a cold, and you could catch it." I bent and kissed her hand. She was moved, I saw it in her eyes, and she impulsively kissed my hand in return. Then with the usual gay, "Sleep well, dear," from both, we parted. At 7:30 this morning I woke and heard voices outside my door. I said to myself, "Jean is starting on her usual horseback flight to the station for the mail." Then Katie entered, stood quaking and gasping at my bedside for a moment, then found her tongue. "Miss Jean is dead." Possibly I know now what the soldier feels when a bullet crashes through his heart. In her bedroom there she lay, the fair young creature, stretched upon the floor and covered with a sheet, and looking so placid, so natural, and as if asleep. We knew what had happened. She was an epileptic. She had been seized with a convulsion and heart failure in her bath. The doctor had to come several miles. His efforts, like our previous ones, failed to bring her back to life. It is noon now. How lovable she looks, how sweet and how tranquil. It is a noble face and full of dignity, and that was a good heart that lies there so still.